Hello, welcome to Second Lunch. I am Tim, and coming at you from under 60 miles away.
Nate.
Yeah.
Mr. Nate.
There he is.
New Hampshire Nate.
Yeah, we're separated by zip codes, borders, and a river? A river runs through us.
There's gotta be a river in there.
It runs through it.
I know there's some bridges.
Well, yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I'm not fording any rivers. This is an Oregon trail. Oregon?
I would never see you. I'm not going to risk my oxen to get on down there.
Well, you would die of malaria first.
Yeah,
I imagine you'd roll off the property.
Yeah, I'd probably have
and
to.
And then you would succumb to dysentery and malaria at the same time. And then also you would be shot.
Yeah. I would be bit by a snake bite, but instead of having venom in it, it had malaria.
Super malaria,
yeah. Reptilian malaria.
But I made the reverse trip. We didn't talk about this on the last podcast, but I went back for one of those high school graduations.
Yeah, what people may not know is that Tim
finally,
like every other year or so, he just drops in a random high school graduations. This one just happened to be in my neck of the woods.
Well, I just keep getting invited back.
Yeah,
they just let me keep walking. I write back and I said, "Can I walk this year?" And they're like,
he's a Hall of Famer, so yes. They usually have him, you know, hold the flag or shake hands.
And the fans love it.
Yeah, the fans.
The parents love it.
They're like, I knew he was gonna be here. I knew. I told you, Ma.
It's like a staple of that high school graduate. I'm just one of those loved alums, you know.
He does it. He's in it for the fans.
I every year I'm thinking that I'm gonna stop, but I write in just to see how everyone's doing, and then, you know, and then they always
every year is the last year, but then once they invite you, you're not gonna say no.
I can't.
You can't say no, yeah.
You can't say no.
You tell them you're done. But.
Keep going. Well, you know, I went. It was at the same place you and I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Probably everyone doesn't know that we both graduated from the same.
Same high school.
We went to the same. We matriculated from the same school.
Yeah.
And it's still in the same hockey arena.
Yeah.
At the local college.
Real classy.
I think if you remember correctly, one of the big problems with that graduation is that you couldn't hear anything.
I think the issue was that everyone that was there to see the graduation couldn't hear a thing, like parents,
right? Because the sound just bounces off.
Yeah,
so it's just
good joke.
So it's like a select few people laughing, and it's still the same thing. I couldn't hear what was going on at all.
That's great. I'm glad they figured that out in 9 years.
Oh no, you can't. You couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I meant. I was sarcastically.
Was that sarcasm?
Yeah. How progressive our high school is.
I'm still trying to figure what that sarcasm is.
In 9 years, I couldn't iron out audio resonance.
Nah, it's really tough though.
It's pretty new technology.
The sound, right?
Yeah.
Because the year before us, they were just yelling.
Yeah, they had a parking cone that they just held up in front of their mouths.
And then it was kind of like telephone. Someone would yell it to them, and then and then someone else would yell it to the people even further back. It was like the Gettysburg Address.
Right, right. When they started calling out names, they had two cups with a string attached to it, and there would just be one person each row that would get the signal that it's time to go.
The cup, and then you would run for graduation.
Yeah. Right.
Some of the speeches were pretty interesting, I think. I don't really remember.
Did anyone just start dancing? I feel like a lot of young people dance nowadays.
You know what happened? I went for a walk.
You went for a walk?
My younger sibling, he got his diploma pretty early, or whatever they give you, his prize.
Really?
And
because your name's pretty far along in the alphabet.
Oh,
did he have some kind of special?
He had special treatment.
Yeah.
So once he got it, he was like the 10th person.
Yeah.
To get it, so I walked out.
And then you guys left?
And then I walked out. And then
you grabbed him and you left. You're like, we're done. We're done here.
I walked down and picked him up and said, we're all set. We'll take the check, please.
We got our pictures. It's time to leave.
But I saw the speeches were, I think they were okay. The best one was about a minute long.
Yeah, that.
That's why it won. It was a minute long, and I think that was a valedictorian. Clearly, I can see why they were the valedictorian.
Right, short and sweet.
Short and sweet. And
smart kid.
I don't know. High school speeches, I don't think anyone's going to write an amazing high school speech.
No, I don't remember ours. I remember the valedictorian made some awkward references to things, but I don't remember what they were. I just remember being like, well, that was kind of a stretch.
I still did not hear any of those in our
Maybe that's why I don't remember it. Maybe I couldn't hear.
I couldn't hear anything. It was just all mumbly to me. Yeah. That's what happens, though.
That's so, where do you wander to when you're in a hockey arena for a high school graduation?
Well, I walked outside.
All right.
It's a lovely little campus.
Did you cruise the co-eds on the quad?
Well, because
our graduation's at a college. We mentioned that, right? Yeah.
Right, yeah. So there's a quad. And, I wanted to go out there and get back to my old days. You know, there was no one playing Dave Matthews out on their guitar strumming.
Toss some B.
Strumming. I wanted to throw some Frisbee, maybe get into some hacky sack.
Yeah, nothing.
I just, no, nothing. No, I couldn't talk about, Philosophy 101, what was going down with the prof.
About
the test last week.
Yeah, people weren't just having circle discussions sitting Indian style on the grass.
Yeah, no one was, innovating. Actually, there was no one there. That's what happened. So I was out there looking like an idiot, sitting by myself.
Oh, God.
Waiting for a...
That's just rude.
Waiting for my friends.
Waiting for my friendsies.
Higher education. I'm like, where you at? You're all inside.
Hiding.
They were all on their Facebooks doing all that. They're all.
I think colleges issue an Amber Alert when there's more than 20 high school students on campus, and so everyone just locks their doors.
A reverse Amber Alert.
Yeah. Exactly.
We've got underage kids running around.
Yeah. Instead of a minor that's missing, they're like, we found way too many minors. All the adults.
Oh, this is interesting. Do you
hide in your place?
Does your phone send you state alerts or Amber Alerts?
I've never seen an Amber Alert, but I did get one extreme weather alert when there was a tornado warning when I was on the highway. And that was the first ever. So I didn't even know my phone could do this. And all of a sudden I get some weird tone on my phone and I look at it and I'm like, what is this? And it's warning me that there's a tornado warning for the area that I'm driving through. Yeah. I think you're actually in the car for that. That was when we were driving down to Delaware. And it was hailing. Some torrential downpours.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you were flipping off the people being next to us.
I was trying to. I had a Amber Alert on my phone.
Yeah?
And I didn't know my phone could make those noises.
I know.
Scared the living daylight. I think it was 11 at night. You're settling in for the night. Turning off your technology. All of a sudden, my phone just starts screaming bloody murder.
It'd be funny if it was actually... Was it actually screaming at you? Hey! Hey! Hey!
Yeah, but...
Amber Alert!
Unfortunately for that system, I turned off that notification.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah, that happens once, and then
so
you
now,
shut it.
So now, I'll never get alerts again.
Sorry, Amber, whoever you are.
Maybe you should have sent a nice text message.
Yeah.
I would have read that.
A nice calming notice.
Nope. Otherwise, they just start yelling at you.
Yeah. Start yelling. The kid's not here. You could have gone a little calmer with that notification.
I hope they found the kid, though. Actually, it might have been a test. I think it was a test.
Oh, that's the worst.
So that's why I was mad, because it was a
test. What a waste. Yeah.
You don't do that. This is not a drill.
Did I see something? I think they're launching something. They're going to put Amber Alerts and stuff like that on Facebook now.
So they'll just, when you're on your newsfeed, it'll just pop up?
Yeah. Right. Which I guess is smart, because then it hits a lot of people. But, if I'm on there looking for whatever it is on Facebook that people provide, I don't want to see Amber Alerts on that.
On your newsfeed?
Yeah.
I don't want to see people like that stuff.
Yeah. Amber, I'm on it.
Missing kid, liking that.
Liking that.
Leaving a comment. Hope you find him.
Like if you're looking, comment if you found him.
Facebook is just all crazy now with all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm already getting breaking news every day with engagements and babies and baby engagements.
Toddlers taking shits for the first time. Congrats.
Oh, man. They need some sort of program that turns that all into really funny memes or GIF images.
Right. From I think they do something like that. Every time someone posts a baby, it replaces it like a puppy picture or something.
Yeah, I'll take, give me that. That sounds amazing.
I wish I could get 45 likes every time I posted that I took a shit in the toilet instead of in my pants.
Okay, enough with this Facebook and high school graduation. I don't know what I don't know what that the proper
this
term.
Word. This
okay.
word.
I thought I got it. I definitely nailed it.
I definitely nailed it.
Let's Can you tell them what we're doing today? What's my topic for today? Our talking point.
We're gonna move on to something that's very important and life changing. Basically, this whole perception of celebrities in America, because a lot of stuff in the past few weeks has gone down with celebrities, and quite honestly, people get all worked up, but it's really not all that surprising. when you look at like celebrities as like who they are, and not like if they're an athlete, you're like, oh, you know, they're like a football player, or you know, like an actor, like, oh, that's Spider-Man. Like, if you look at the actual person, it's not surprising when these people...
They're just people like you and me.
...behave the way that they behave, yeah. And if you look at it on, like, a larger, like, macro scale of, like, who these people typically are, it's even less surprising. But people go bananas every time someone does what they're expected to do, basically. Like, the thing that always throws me off is when people are talking about, like, how they ran into, like, an actor or an actress or something like that. And they were weird. Like, oh yeah, they're just like really weird.
Why? Because a random person ran up to them?
Yeah. First off, yeah, some random person ran up the street like, oh, I love you! And it was like,
If someone did that to me, I'd probably run. I would be very awkward.
I would flinch hard. I would be up. Like one of those standing fetal positions. I would do that.
I might lose my legs.
Yep.
And like fall
just
into,
collapse.
And, yeah, yes. Collapse into a fetal position.
Yeah, that would be my initial.
That's
reaction.
What. Yeah,
secondary reaction would be just cry violently.
Which is yeah, that's a great.
Just
yeah.
Start throwing money at the person.
That's like that. That's fight.
Oh, God.
That's fight or flight, and the lesser known cry in a ball.
Yeah,
that's like the third
that's
option.
The third
that they
it's
don't.
It's not as published.
It's in parentheses. That's why you don't pronounce it. In
just
the,
because it didn't rhyme, they kind of dropped it off.
Yeah, but it's there. It's there.
Yeah. There.
It's very, it's a, you can do that. It's an option.
Yeah. Fight, flight, give up. That's basically, yeah. That's the third one.
Which is actually used quite a bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a lot, they're just. They're,
but, like, especially with that example, you look at, like, if you look at the big actors, like, the people that get nominated for awards, the ones that are, like, household names, they all come from dramatic backgrounds. They all acted when they were kids and stuff. And not to stereotype or put people down, but if you look at the kids that you went to high school with and college with that were into the drama scene, a lot of them are probably kind of weird and very shy and introverted. And then when people run into people that made a living out of this and they find out like, oh man, this person's actually really shy and introverted, they're like blown away. Because, you know, Brad Pitt's not Tyler Durden all the time, you know? It's
what?
Like, whoa, that's weird. What?
the false perceptions that we have of people?
Yeah, right.
I think the more they act, the less you know about them.
Right. And that's the other thing, too. People are blown away that they're not like these personas that they are on screen. And it's like, that's why they're actors.
You know who perfectly tapped into that?
Who's that?
Who exposed that? And was Ashton Kutcher. And his little vehicle show called Punked.
Punked, yeah, exactly.
Because you'd capture these celebrities just being...
The best thing was, like, the hip-hop artists who would just go from, like, being super tough to just, like, pleading with whoever they're with.
It's just an image.
It's funny.
You know, they don't want to tip someone 20%.
Right. And then, like, you get all these tabloids where, like... It'll be like headline news that someone had their picture taken without makeup on. Or like, oh, like so-and-so doesn't look like a princess all the time. It's like, shit.
I imagine putting makeup on must take like hours.
Yeah. I don't care for makeup. As a man, if there's any ladies listening, don't care for it. Take that to the bank. A lot of men don't.
On you? What? Or on...
On,
Oh, on women.
On women.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant you don't care for, like, doing makeup yourself.
I just don't like how it feels in my face.
Well, you gotta take it off at night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sans makeup is fine.
But, yeah. And then, of course, the big story this week, Aaron Hernandez and his sociopathic ways. he's obviously the extreme case, but a lot of times, you know, professional athletes get themselves in trouble with assault charges and drugs and whatnot. And
Malcolm Gladwell, I think, would call that an outlier.
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez, the at current times suspected of murdering three people. That would be the outlier.
But that's what happens, is that you get all sorts of different people, but they're still people with very high-profile jobs.
Right. So, but the thing is, you look at the typical profile of a professional athlete, especially football, where it's like a very, I hate to sound like a concerned parent, but it's like a violent sport. It's a very violent sport. You're just creaming people with your body. And it's great. I love watching it. But at the same time, you know, some dude who volunteers his time at 4-H, you know, cleaning the knots out of puppy hair, is not the same guy that's going to jump on the field for Sunday and smack his face into someone else's helmet to get the ball loose.
No.
It's going to be probably someone that's looking at football as an outlet. They got a lot of shit going on, and they're like, I'm going to take all this out on this running back.
Well, athletes are a different breed.
Yeah.
They love to perform.
Right.
At physical peaks.
Right. And they're very competitive. They take things very personally. And then when that comes out off the field, people are like, oh my God, he's not who I thought he was. And I'm like, really? This is exactly what I thought he was. And especially in his case, he had like drug problems and they were suspecting of hanging out with shady people back in college. And now that it comes out, they're like, oh man, I thought he was like a
saint,
icon for the American youth.
I bought a jersey for my kid.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's already been busted for guns and drugs and stuff before. It's a matter of time.
Well, that happens.
Yeah. It's just crazy how much stock people put into celebrities and athletes.
Their idea of what a person is.
Right.
Until they meet them. Well, here's the thing.
Another thing, I don't even think that they even owe us that much. Everyone talks about how like they should all be like
role models.
They're all role models. Like, oh, everyone should try to grow up to be like Tom Brady, which would be great. But you know, there's other role models out there. Like, if the only time they do stuff good for the community is because they have the money to do so. They're not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. It's like, well, I got all this money, I should probably do something with it.
They should just be they should be role models for what they. For whatever they're performing. Or
for their
doing.
Ethic.
For their, if you be a role model on the sports field or acting, emulate that, but not their personal,
right.
Their personal lives.
I was like, I was reading this thing the other day, it was from a while ago, but it was Bill Simmons when Tiger Woods got caught. He was talking about it, he's like, I don't want my son to emulate Tiger Woods by sleeping with all kinds of cocktail waitresses and stuff, but if he wants to mimic his work ethic and just fist pump and how hard he trains and stuff like that, that's understandable. That's and fun. All these athletes train to the nth degree. They probably work harder than a lot of people.
Yeah, just follow the work ethic.
A lot of people look at professional athletes like they play one game a week. That's the easiest job in the world. But these people are doing like 3 days all week and probably get like 2 months off a year.
Working out, being active.
Yeah.
It's a job. Everything's a job.
Gym every day, practicing, studying. So admire that. Don't admire the fact that they got a Lexus with 32 inches.
Don't let the rap video lifestyle fool you.
Yeah, because they're going to be broke in 10 years.
Not going to have any money.
No money.
Well, have you met any celebrities in your travels about?
In my travels? I've only met one person who was a celebrity when I was in high school.
We don't get many celebrities in our...
Yeah, New Hampshire's not a hot spot for celebrities. Usually the only celebrities that you get in New Hampshire are people that are from New Hampshire.
Politicians?
Yeah.
Actually, politicians aren't celebrities. I take that back. But
no.
I'm not talking like you saw someone like walking on the street. I'm talking like you go up and did you meet...
Yeah, yeah. When I was in high school, I worked at a golf course in New Hampshire, and a couple times I was working Adam Sandler stuff by. And one time I didn't.
Well, you're also an Adam Sandler fan, right?
Yeah, big time. So there was only one time I got to talk to him, because the other time people like swarm to him. Like people will break their job duties to help him do whatever they want.
Right,
so basically, people will do my job to go.
Like some guy driving a truck just jumps out of his truck.
Right.
And it just starts careening
right.
down
He'll
the road.
Start selling him beers and cigars and stuff from the golf course that he doesn't work at,
exactly.
just so he can help him out.
Yeah.
But so like one time, my buddy and I, it was our job to go and get the carts from the parking lot. And so we went and got Adam Sandler's cart. It was kind of funny because we were plotting this because we knew he was there and we showed up to work and he probably wasn't done golfing for another like 4 hours. So we had like a good chunk of time to like, all right, here's what we're going to do when Adam's done, because we're close with Adam now because he was at our golf course. When Adam's done golfing, we're going to go to his car. We're going to be super cool.
Super cool.
And just be like, oh, you guys have like a good round today. Like, how's it going? Just like be really, don't be like the hoarding TMZ fans.
Just hang around. Kind of.
Right. Treat him like he's a normal person.
He's a dude.
So that's our game plan. We got it set. So Adam finishes his golf and he's at his car. And so we mosey over there to help him out with his clubs and to grab his cart. And we don't say any words and we're both just kind of dumbstruck. And all of a sudden my friend just like blurts out, I loved Happy Gilmore, man.
He broke script. He blew his cover.
Yeah.
So now you have to improv.
I think I just packed it in the bag then.
You were just nodding your head like, yeah, he's right.
He was nice. Yeah, sure. I was like, it is good. Yeah, and I got an autograph. We took some scraps of paper that we had in our barn there. Yeah. So it's like some insurance agency paper that someone left in another golf cart, and I had him sign it for me. And he wrote, Nate is a man, and wrote a smiley face on it. I meant to get that framed. That was probably like 12 years ago. It's still not framed.
But he was a nice guy?
Yeah, he was really nice.
Did he make eye contact, or did he do the don't look at me?
No, he was. I don't know if he looked into my soul, but he treated me like a person.
He saw your baby blues.
I don't know if it was that time or the next time. He had a little kid with him, and I remember he missed a putt and pretended like he was going to throw a golf club at him, and I thought that was hilarious. Because any like threatened violence towards
and this is why you were watching him from the bushes.
Yeah, I'm like, ha! Oh god, he heard me.
There's like a whole contingent of people in the bushes just following along.
And we all think that he can't see us, but it's just like a bush peppered with people, like legs and heads sticking out of it.
Someone's pretending to be the flag.
And we're all like bickering, like, oh, get off of me, dude. Come on, this is my bush.
Go find another one.
There's plenty of bushes.
I don't think I've seen anyone.
Yeah, you never came across anyone?
No. Well, I also went to school in New Hampshire. A large school that, you know, every 4 years, New Hampshire is a primary state.
Right.
For
the election.
For the next boss, the next president.
The next head chief.
The next CEO of America.
Yeah.
And so I'd see a ton of politicians come by.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with like celebrities, like real celebrities that are entertainers or athletes or musicians, they love to promote their political beliefs.
Yeah. I'm surprised Matt Damon hasn't come to New Hampshire.
Right. That's what I'm saying is that they would also flood the university as well.
Yeah. And you went to a big school. I went to a small school in New Hampshire, so no one gave a crap about us.
No, but I'd see my roommates would be come back. They'd be like, "Oh, we just met Bon Jovi in an alleyway."
That totally doesn't sound sketchy.
Yeah, we just saw Ben Affleck. I'd be like, "What are you?"
What? We just saw Ben Affleck under an overpass. You just like you only run into celebrities in the most random places.
That's what they was at. They'd meet them in like the weirdest places on campus and be like, "Yeah, we just saw him." Well,
Farrell was in a dumpster.
Got his autograph. He also wanted money.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't look like he was doing good.
I remember.
That's cool though. But you never ran into anyone?
Well, no, I had a weird one time. MTV was doing this. They do like a rock the vote type of thing, right?
And yeah.
I had this super meta.
They were on campus.
Moment. Well, I was in. We have a. I think every school has like a union building or a hub, some sort of
central building.
Right. Where like just
registrar and
all sorts of stuff for collegiates. And I think I was the only person in this huge, like, actually no, it's like a small nook, but it also had a huge TV, which not many people knew about.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just go there and watch the TV.
It was your little private escape.
No one knew it. Like very few people knew it existed. So I'd be like, oh, cool. Sweet. I don't know how I found this freshman year.
So you built pillow forts in there and stuff?
It could have been like a conference room that I was just watching.
It was someone's dorm room, wasn't it?
I think so. But I just let myself in and no one ever kicked me out. It just happened to be my little, it's like a secret garden.
Yeah. Nice.
But I was watching, it was on MTV, so I stop in from time to time just to chill out between classes. And it's Drew Barrymore on TV doing like this hosting of this show.
Yeah.
And she's She's talking about rocking the vote, and she's walking up this driveway. I'm like, oh, this looks familiar. Wait a second. This is the union building I'm in right now.
God,
so I'm watching this on MTV, and then she's like going through like the main entrance. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is cool. Wait a second.
This is live.
Is this live? So I'm watching the TV, and then as she's going through like the entire union building, and then she's like about to pass like where I'm sitting. So I'm doing like a back and forth, like looking at the TV, looking at the door, looking at the TV, looking at the door. Lo and behold, it's not live. They don't shoot live TV. I was like, oh,
that would have been so crazy.
Oh, so I thought for sure it was gonna happen.
What would you have done?
I think in that moment you explode.
Would you still have been doing the the back and forth? So you would have been on MTV, looking at yourself, looking at MTV, looking at yourself.
It would have been super meta.
That would have been your 15 seconds.
I would have been that guy. I would have been. I probably would have been a meme.
Yeah. Like, oh, classic rock the vote. Look at this kid. Future of America.
That was my only. That was my only weird quasi celebrity moment. I've seen a lot of. I saw a lot of politicians, I guess, but I never really met anyone.
So it's weird that the both of us, the only time we came in contact with the A-listers of the world was when we were in pretty rural areas of New Hampshire. And as I said in another podcast, you know, we both lived in Chicago for a little bit. You lived in New York for a little while, and you're currently been living in Boston for several years. And no contact, huh? And Boston's been pretty hot for filming lately.
Yeah, well, my one of my older roommates met famous people all the time.
That's right.
No,
you know why? Because he'd go off campus for lunch. You got to do that. Lunch is where they come out.
Well, celebrities would seek him out.
Seek him out? Yeah, they're like, where's this kid?
he'd be like, oh, that Facebook kid was asking me for directions.
Yeah.
Whoever, Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
He was asking me for directions around Boston. Yeah. He's seen
That's right, because they probably filmed in Cambridge for a little bit, right?
Oh, they filmed on location. But he's seen, like, Salma Hayek,
Kevin James.
He's seen, you've seen a lot of celebrities. He just runs into them.
That's pretty crazy.
He's like a magnet. Well,
no, it's all just chance encounters, right? He's not one of those people that tracks down, you know, celebrity schedules and he's going to camp out of a restaurant or
paparazzi?
Right, yeah.
Right, he's just
right place, right time.
Exactly. That's what it is. But you know, he said they were all pretty all right. They're just normal people with jobs. We all know what they do.
Right.
Entertainment.
We all know what they're doing every second, and they've never heard of us before in their lives.
Which must be so weird. It's so weird for everyone.
Imagine just running to a stranger right now, and you're just like, "Oh, hey Tim, how's your brother?" Just like, what the fuck?
Damn it. I'm wearing a hood and sunglasses.
Yeah. How did you see me?
I would never want to be so famous that I couldn't go to McDonald's and
that
just
would,
gorge myself without being on all over TMZ.
Like, oh, Tim eats like poop.
Oh,
like, Briggs, I do, and I love it.
Breaks his diet.
Is Tim on Atkins? Is Tim eating gluten?
Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so, Tim.
Oh, no, not a free trade candle.
Looks like he's going to die. Another one gone too soon for eating gluten.
He throws out his own garbage.
Just like one of those normies.
Just like us, yeah. It's like just like us section.
That's the other thing I love, too. Like, oh, so-and-so. Like, I was guilty of it myself. The whole thing that went down with Aaron Hernandez. And I remember the day after the story broke, the news was just following around everywhere. Literally, they followed him around while he was running errands. And I remember at one point, like, the news was, like, flocking to him while he was pumping his gas. And I remember just looking at it like, huh, pumps his own gas. All right.
He buys regular, too.
He buys regular. Is that premium? What are you doing? He pays the same. All right.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He doesn't top off.
That. He doesn't top it off, huh? I top it off, but he doesn't. That's all right.
He doesn't.
It must be a one percenter kind of thing.
But, yeah, I'm not, you know, we're not defending celebrities, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, that would be awful to not be able to go to the grocery store or...
Which is why I can see where, like, some celebrities come across as D-bags.
Right.
Because you get them in that one...
So
the one time
off.
You meet them, you're, like, the fifth person in the last 10 minutes to come up to
them. And you're pumped about it. And you're like, I'm just going
to
say hi, I'll be super nice, But if you're the 500th person to stop them just to say, like, hey, how's it going? They're probably incredibly pissed off already.
And if they're like me, they're just like, they're in their own head thinking about stupid stuff.
I work with four people, and I can't stand saying hello to them, all four of them, separately.
So I can't wait to get away. Walk away, do my own thing.
Just like, oh, God, all right, enough. We said hi.
Now people I don't even know are coming at me.
Yeah.
From all directions.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't even go to the bathroom.
Right. Oh, that would... Bathroom is my downtime. If people are bugging me in the bathroom, that's the last straw.
Like when you're in the urinal, and then someone's slatting a piece of paper under there?
Right, someone ducks it under your legs, like, hey, how's it going? Someone peeks their head under the stall. Oh, no shit.
Can I just get a quick Instagram? Quick.
Oh, no, it's Nate. What are you doing here?
Oh, this is weird. I didn't know you were over there.
You take your own shits? Oh, weird.
I'm just going to touch your leg for a second. Okay, that was great. That was great. God. Loved you in that thing.
It was funny when we saw This Is the End last weekend in the opening scene when Seth Rogen's at the airport by himself just doing the airport thing that we all do. And I was just like, even that must be so annoying. You're going to the airport to see someone, one of your close friends who's traveling in, you're pumped to see him, and you just got to deal. You're on the clock. It's like business.
You're on the clock.
Well, you're not at business. Ugh. Everywhere is your office. It's terrible.
I would not, I don't want to be a celebrity.
I would not want to be someone who works for like TMZ. Can you imagine having to be excited about that? Like, oh my God, here's Seth Rogen at the airport. We got to get this on film. Like, Seth, how's it feel to be at the airport? You probably went to media school, and like, this is what you're doing now.
Yeah. Those people in TMZ are like celebrities now.
Right.
They're like, the people who follow celebrities are also now celebrities. It's just...
I hope someone follows them.
They should. It's like a vicious circle that should eat itself.
This guy's typing up a report about tanning lotion. Look at this guy. Amazing.
Yeah, I love the entertainment business. I love movies, music, TV, mm-hmm. and all that other stuff. Ugh.
Ugh.
Forget about it.
I don't care.
I don't care for it.
I love getting insight into people's lives that I follow. But I think the 24/7 coverage and the very invasive style of it is not necessary. Because a lot of these people are willing to come out and give you insight in the proper
format. Yeah.
Like I've been, obviously, since we record podcasts, we try to listen to some as well. And I like that format of just sitting down and listening to someone have a conversation for an hour.
Or a really good article about someone, you know?
Not like, oh, who are you dating? Like, oh, I saw you out with this person the other day. Were you guys holding hands or not? No, it's like...
Normal people.
Where are you from? You know, like, what do you like in real life? And it's not asking them those questions.
It's just organic.
Uncovering it by just listening to them talk. It's great.
Conversation.
That's the way to do it, TMZ. Talk to these people. Don't hound them.
Yeah, they keep coming after me.
Yeah.
TMZ.
They're emails.
That's why I had to close the blinds for this podcast. Even though I'm on the second floor, they've actually got like a helicopter.
Yeah.
That they're just shooting in here, and I'm just like...
They got one of those like helicopters from Bin Laden raid that are stealthy. That's why you can't hear it.
Oh, outside, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Also...
The stealth helicopter, yeah.
And all the residual noise, I'm going to be able to edit that out.
So yeah.
I got that all out now.
And plus all the screaming fans outside kind of drown out the helicopter blades as well.
It's like the Today Show. They just bang on the window downstairs.
Yeah,
and
if you look out the window, they got signs.
You know, it's not that bad for me because I'm looking at you on the computer.
Right, but it's
you
very distracting.
And then like all the adoring fans.
It's very distracting.
Behind that with their signs and stuff, right?
It's kind of insulting as well because not a single one of them has a Nate sign. They're all for Tim.
What?
No, you got a pretty loyal following.
I asked one of our interns to go out there with an Nate sign.
I can see him right now. He's eating a sandwich.
He's not doing his job?
He went to the hot dog stand. Yeah.
Well, I told him to also get me a hot dog.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, I guess that took priority.
I think Sam will tell him to tape it up before he goes
to
the hot dog stand.
Right.
You know, but...
You guys spell it out for him sometimes.
He's an intern. He doesn't understand, but
they're still learning. That's why you have to do an internship.
I mean, the rest of our crew is busy running this podcast for us.
Right. You know, running audio, lights, coffee,
all the things that podcast entails. I mean, because we do this live. I mean, they run it back and forth with the cameras and the audio and the...
Yeah, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of people behind this. I don't know if you guys realize that.
And, you know, we're not... We'll just call them the crew that we love. They don't need to be shout-outs to their names or anything.
They don't need to be named.
Yeah, they're not in the credits.
Yeah, they're not... No, no.
Right, this is essentially a two-man operation.
The thrill they get from just being in the process is...
That's enough.
Satisfying enough for them.
They love it.
Yeah, they don't need the credit.
They don't
worry about that.
They don't even want it.
Yeah,
they just want to work.
It was their request that we don't mention them. I wanted to. They told me no.
Enough with celebrities. Nate and I are going to do another new closing segment this week.
This one's festive.
This one is festive. We're gonna give you guys tips on how to celebrate the 4th of July like winners.
Yeah, because you don't want to do it wrong. It comes once a year.
You follow these five tips, and you're gonna have yourself one heck of a 4th of July.
Don't forget that 4th of July is like the Christmas of America.
It's a great holiday. I love it.
That's right.
And Nate and I have compiled a list that will help you. So Nate, without further ado, hit them up.
Yeah. Let me just... The point of this list is that to celebrate the 4th correctly, a lot of people just get drunk and eat barbecue food, which is great.
That's fine. That's
not faulting that. But you gotta do it patriotically.
You gotta do it right.
You gotta do it right. Our founding fathers don't care that you won 4 games of Beirut in a row. They're impressed, but you could do better. And we're gonna show you how. Step 1. You gotta start the day off right. So at 12:01 on the 4th of July... break into your neighbor's house and just start shouting the Star Spangled Banner at the bottom of their stairs. Or right outside their bedroom if they live in a one level.
And this is the only time between 12:01 and 12:10 is the only time on the 4th of July.
Because you want to get them started right.
That it's legal. It's in the Constitution.
To break into someone's house.
And to do this. Not many, you know, not
you have
many
to
people
sing.
Know about
you have to sing. You have to sing. Otherwise, it's legal.
Right. And if you stop singing at all, if you can't break character.
Yeah.
Or else you get arrested for B&E.
Right, for B&E.
Otherwise,
and for being unpatriotic.
Otherwise, it's charity. And,
right, you might as well piss on the flag if you're going to do that.
Right. But that's you know, that's fine. That's how I do that every year.
And also, I mean, if that was my house, that would be the only way to wake up on the 4th of July.
Right, right. So you can either receive or give that. But
right. Either way, it's a win.
It's great. That's how you start it off.
That's the beauty, yeah.
Okay.
And then the next thing you can do, because you want to keep it going throughout the day, so you'll go to the store and you want to buy the DVD box set of Downton Abbey and bring it home or go out in public somewhere and just smash it on the ground and tell everyone that it's redcoat propaganda and then start shouting freedom
in
America.
Right, right.
Just to show the British that we're still better than them.
Still, right.
Yeah.
The BBC import.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and break it. But keep the receipt because you can return
receipt,
that.
Yeah.
This is also one of those like things that if you do this on the 4th of July, you can get
You can bring it back.
You can bring it back.
If you bring it back on the 5th, they're not going to take it.
Right. It's in the receipt. But then you can get a new one and then you can watch it on the 5th and it's a great show.
Right. Yeah.
It's perfectly fine to watch on the 5th and just do all three
seasons.
But
on the 4th, that's propaganda for them redcoats.
And that's why you have to smash it.
That's why you have to smash it for America.
Okay.
After all that smashing, step 3, you got to stretch.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to pull anything.
I think
a lot of people skip
one.
That one. Yeah,
this
a lot of people skip that one.
This is why there are so many 4th of July injuries. No one stretches.
Kids, don't skip the stretching.
Light cardio beforehand, but definitely you got to stretch. For any of these activities, just, you know, go ahead and do that every day.
Like jog in place, do some high knees.
And then just nice...
the windmills with your arms, you just gotta make sure you're loose.
Even better if you can stretch with a friend.
Yeah, partner stretching.
Partner stretching.
And then once you're loose, take your friend, head on over to the nearest zoo, and what you're gonna do next is tie sparklers, lit sparklers, and a copy of the Declaration of Independence. It can be scrolled up. You're gonna tie those items to a live bald eagle and then free it from the zoo. And as it flies away, sparkling, it's going to be the most majestic thing you've ever seen in your life.
That, and again, keeping with the theme of 4th of July, this is also legal.
Yeah.
They just open up the zoos for this, or the yeah. bird sanctuaries, and you can do this.
Right.
Because this and is what the Eagles trained for all year.
The other thing, a lot of people see the bag, I think it's on the $1 bill, the eagle with the arrows and the grain in his hand. Mm-hmm. People think that's what the original seal was. It was actually sparklers in the decoration.
But the artist's rendition had messed that up.
Right. Because he had a lazy eye. He couldn't really see it that well.
But it's we want to confirm here now that it is in fact sparklers and a DOI.
Right, because, I mean, we all know the truth. After all this hard work being so patriotic, you're going to be a little beat. You're going to be a little
beat. This is the last step.
So the final step to really close out and show America how much you love them, you're going to take a nap draped in the American flag.
Just bundle yourself up real tight.
Respectfully nap.
Don't let that touch the ground.
Don't. You got to hover.
You have to, yeah.
In a hammock. You're in a hammock of the American flag.
You got to be hammocked by an American flag.
Yeah, exactly. With an American flag blanket. So you're in an American cocoon.
Yeah. You're just being loved by the America.
Yeah, just hugged. You're being hugged by America.
Red, white, and blue. Stars and stripes forever.
These colors don't run. And neither do its citizens.
And that's how you... That's the five steps. That's how you
do
it.
That's all. That's it. Guys, that's it. That is all that you have to do.
That should not take any... That shouldn't take more than an hour. Maybe two.
Right.
If you're being unpatriotic.
And I'm not exaggerating. That would bring a tear to George Washington's eyes. He would have a single tear coming down his cheek if he saw you knock off that checklist.
He would love it.
He would love it.
He would
Facebook friend you after that.
That's how we're gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna get some gear tonight, just so I'm ready to go on the 4th of July. It's what? Thursday, people. Don't forget Thursday. 12:01. Break into your neighbor's house to start the day up.
Right. And I better be hearing all about everyone's awesome 4th of July's.
Just some fine print. We're not responsible for any...
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah. Yeah. Just by hearing my voice, you have reclused... I have reclused myself from any...
Yeah.
You're on your repercussions.
Own. We'll be impressed, but you're on your own.
Yeah. We'll definitely be impressed.
I would high-five you over the internet. But
I think that's going to do it for this week.
Yeah.
We're going to...
Get out there and win.
We're going to sign off because we got preps to do.
We got preps to do. We got things...
Things to get done. Okay, until next time.
See you guys.
They are.
Bye.